Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to really dig into AI and how it's changing the customer experience.
Oh, yeah.
AI, it's everywhere these days.
I know AI is like the buzzword, right? We hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But we're focusing on something super specific today.
Okay.
We're talking about generative AI.
Oh, interesting.
Generative AI.
Our mission today is to help you understand, like, what exactly are these generative AI agents? How do they actually work in, like, the customer service world? And why should even small businesses care about this?
It really is fascinating what's happening now because we're, like, moving beyond the basic chatbot, right?
Yeah.
Like, now we're talking about AI that can actually generate responses, actions in real time.
Real time.
Yeah. Based on how the conversation's going, based on the nuances, you know.
So it's not just like spitting out pre-programmed responses. It's like actually
It's next level stuff.
Okay, got it.
AWS actually calls this Agent Assist.
Agent Assist, okay. Yeah, and it's basically like giving human customer service agents this secret weapon.
I like it.
Right, like imagine you're on a call and you have a super smart assistant just like whispering in your ear, giving you helpful tips, or even pulling up like important info super fast.
Okay.
That's what generative AI can do.
That sounds like wild.
Right.
So how does it actually work? Is it like reading minds or something?
Well, not quite mind reading, but it's pretty close. Basically, these generative AI models are trained on huge amounts of data, right?
Okay.
And this lets them analyze these conversations in real time, like we were saying, understand what's actually being said, like the context and everything, and then they can generate a response or even an action that's tailored to that specific situation.
So it's like constantly learning and evolving
as
it talks to more people.
Exactly.
That's pretty powerful.
It is.
Okay, so we've got this like super smart AI assistant working in the background. What are some of the like real ways this is making the customer experience better?
Well, just think about a time you were on a customer service call and you were getting frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like maybe it took forever to get your issue solved.
Ugh, we've all been there.
I know, right?
So annoying.
Or like the agent just wasn't really listening to you.
Right.
One of the biggest benefits that AWS highlights is faster issue resolution.
Okay.
Because the AI is analyzing the conversation right there in real time. It can pick up on those key pain points, and then it can even like suggest the most effective solutions to the agent.
So it's like a cheat sheet for customer service, but way smarter.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that.
And because things are moving faster, then customers are happier, obviously.
Makes sense.
AWS also says that boosted agent productivity is a major benefit, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know who wants to spend all day doing boring, repetitive tasks?
No one.
Right.
Tell me more about this. Yeah. How is AI tackling those boring things?
Let's say an agent has to summarize like a long, long phone call or categorize the whole interaction or like search through a company database.
Right.
Those are things that AI can do super fast.
Yeah.
And that frees up the agent to like actually connect with the customer and build that rapport, you know, provide that human touch that we were talking about.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like using technology to make things more human.
Yeah.
Not less human.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where the AI can take care of the routine stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the humans can handle the more complex emotional parts of the interaction.
Okay. This all sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But is it only for companies that have those giant call centers?
That's a good question.
I bet a lot of small business owners listening are thinking like, oh, that's cool, but it's not for me.
You know what? That's one of the most exciting things about this. These generative AI tools, they're getting easier to use even for smaller companies. You don't need a big tech team or a ton of money to start experimenting and seeing benefits.
So even a small boost in efficiency, a little better customer experience can make a big difference.
Exactly. And think about it. Customer expectations are changing so fast.
Right.
People want that personalized, seamless experience.
Of course.
No matter who they're talking to. Right.
Right.
So generative AI could really even the playing field, let those smaller companies compete at a whole new level.
Okay, so we've got what generative AI is, why it's a game changer for customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give us some real-world examples. Like, I want to see it in action.
Of course, of course. AWS highlights some really cool customer success stories. For example,
Orbit,
okay. Yeah, they're predicting that they'll save 10 to 15% in agent time by using Amazon Q and Connect.
Wow, 10 to 15%, that's a lot of time.
Right.
I would love an extra 10 or 15% in my day.
Think of what you could get done.
Right.
And then there's Wolters Kluwer.
Okay.
They actually saw an 11% reduction in average handle time thanks to Agent Assist. Okay.
So that means quicker resolutions, fewer customers are frustrated, and everything's just running smoother.
So it's not just theory. It's really making a difference.
Yeah. And those are just two examples. Uh-huh. We've also got Traeger. They reported a 20% boost in agent performance.
Wow.
After implementing AI. Uh-huh. And then NatWest, which is a huge banking group, they're even looking into how AI can help them provide more accurate and timely support.
So it sounds like this is catching on in a lot of different industries.
It really is.
Okay, so we've got faster resolutions, happier customers, agents are more productive. Yeah. Are there any other big benefits we should know about?
You know, one area that AWS really emphasizes is AI's role in compliance and quality assurance.
Okay.
Some people worry the AI is going to, like, take over everything.
Right.
But that's not what this is about.
Okay.
It's about using AI to make human judgment better.
Got it.
Not replace it altogether.
More like a safety net.
Yeah.
And a replacement. Okay. Exactly. Think of it as a built-in quality control system.
Okay.
The AI can spot potential issues, make sure that responses meet company standards, and even help those agents stay on track during a conversation.
Uh-huh.
It's like having another set of eyes or, well, a super intelligent brain, you know?
Right, right.
Constantly monitoring and improving quality.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So it's not about getting rid of the human element. It's about making that human element even better.
Exactly. And I think that's a key takeaway for everyone listening.
Okay.
Generative AI is not about replacing that human connection. It's about making it stronger, making it more meaningful and impactful.
I like that. It's easy to hear about all this AI stuff and think like it's something way off in the future.
Yeah.
But it sounds like generative AI is already out there making a difference right now.
It's definitely happening now, and it's only going to get faster and more innovative.
Which brings up the big question. What does all this mean for our listeners?
Right.
Like, whether you're running a small business or working at a big company, how do you actually use this technology?
But that is the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know it can seem a little overwhelming, like, where do you even start?
Right.
You know, AWS, for example, they've got a bunch of services and tools specifically designed to make using generative AI easier.
Okay, so even if you don't have a whole team of tech experts,
right,
you can still use these tools.
Exactly. And there are more companies and platforms popping up all the time, catering to different needs and budgets. It's a really dynamic landscape.
Right.
So you really got to do your research, figure out what your specific needs are,
uh-huh,
and then find the solution that works for you.
So there's not like one perfect solution for everyone?
No, not at all.
You got to find what works for your situation.
Exactly. And remember, you can start small.
Okay.
Just experiment with different tools and see what kind of results you get.
Yeah.
And then as you get more comfortable, more confident, you can scale up.
So it's all about taking that first step and just seeing what's possible.
Yeah, being open to learning, adapting, embracing the possibilities.
Yeah, generative AI might seem complicated and maybe a little intimidating at first.
Yeah.
But it's all about giving you the tools to create better experiences for your customers and your team.
Absolutely.
One thing we haven't talked much about, though, is like the specific type of content that generative AI is actually, well, generating.
Oh, yeah.
I think some people might still be picturing those like clunky chatbots.
Right.
But we're talking about something much more advanced, right?
Way more advanced. It's important to move past that chatbot image.
Okay.
Think about it this way. In customer service, imagine an AI that can like draft personalized emails for the agents.
Uh-huh.
Suggest helpful articles from the knowledge base.
Okay.
Or even come up with a follow-up script based on how the customer's feeling.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are really helpful examples.
Yeah.
So it's not just about giving generic replies.
No.
It's about using data to make things truly personal and helpful.
Exactly. And when you have that level of personalization, customers are way more satisfied and loyal.
That brings us back to that human element we were talking about.
Right.
Some people might hear all this and think like, oh, so robots are going to do everything now.
Yeah.
But that's not the whole story, is it?
Not even close. One of the best things about Agent Assist is that it can actually make human skills even better.
Okay.
We've talked about how AI can take over the boring stuff.
Yeah.
But what about those more subtle, emotional parts of customer service?
That's a great point. We've all had those times where we felt like a customer service agent really heard us and understood us.
Right.
Can AI do that?
Replicating human empathy is really tough.
Yeah.
But what AI can do is give those agents the information and tools they need to be more present and attentive.
So it's like giving them superpowers to be even better at the things that make us human.
Exactly. Instead of being bogged down searching for info or worrying about what to say, the agent can focus on building that connection, understanding how the customer feels, and offering real solutions.
I see. So it's not about taking away the human touch. It's
No.
about making that human touch even stronger.
Exactly. And that's where the real magic happens.
Yeah.
It's when you have that perfect mix of human intuition and artificial intelligence that you get those truly exceptional customer experiences.
When we started this deep dive, I was excited about the possibilities, but also a little skeptical. Now I'm really starting to see how this technology can change the way we connect with customers,
Yeah.
and not in a cold, robotic way.
It's about making those connections more efficient,
Right.
more personal, more meaningful.
We've covered so much today,
We have.
from what generative AI actually is to how it's impacting customer experience in the real world.
Yeah.
We've seen how it's changing the game.
Yeah.
But before we wrap things up, I want to talk about something I know a lot of our listeners are thinking about,
Okay.
and that's the potential downsides.
Yeah.
I mean, no technology is perfect.
Of course not.
So what are some things we should be thinking about when we're exploring generative AI?
You're right. We always have to be aware of potential challenges and look at any new technology with a critical eye.
Yeah.
One big one is data privacy and security.
Okay.
These AI models are trained on mountains of data,
Right.
so we need to be absolutely sure that that data is being handled responsibly and ethically.
Makes sense. We don't want to trade privacy for efficiency.
Exactly. Another thing to think about is bias.
Okay.
These models are trained on data that reflects the real world,
Right.
and that means they can pick up any biases that are already out there.
Oh, interesting.
We have to be aware of that and work to reduce bias in both the data and the algorithms.
So it's not just about implementing the technology without thinking. We
No.
have to use it thoughtfully and responsibly.
Exactly. AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
That's an important point. It's up to us, the humans, to make sure AI is developed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
You said it perfectly.
Okay.
We need to be excited about AI, but also cautious,
Yeah.
recognizing its power to solve problems, but also remembering that it has limits.
That's a good thing to remember as we continue to learn about this fascinating world of generative AI.
Absolutely.
But before we go, I want to circle back to something you said earlier about how this tech is changing the game for small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk about that a little more?
Sure.
I think a lot of people would love to hear how they can start using generative AI to improve their own companies.
Of course, one of the coolest things about generative AI is that it's becoming much easier to use even for companies that don't have a lot of resources.
Okay.
You don't need a huge team of tech experts or tons of money to get started and see results.
So even if you're a small business owner, you can still use this technology.
Exactly. And there are a few ways to get started. One option is to look for platforms or tools that have ready-made solutions just for customer service. These usually don't need a lot of technical know-how,
Right.
and you can integrate them into your current systems pretty easily.
So it's not about starting from scratch.
No, not at
You
all.
can use existing solutions that are made for your needs.
Exactly. Another thing you could try is looking at AI-powered plugins or integrations
Okay.
that can make your existing customer service tools even better.
Like what?
Well, there are plugins that can help you automatically respond to emails or make your chat interactions more personal, even analyze how your customers are feeling in real time.
So you can basically add AI features to what you already have without changing everything.
Exactly. And a lot of these plugins work really well with popular platforms like your CRM or help desk software.
That's good news for small businesses that might be feeling overwhelmed by all this AI stuff.
It
It's
is.
not about starting over from nothing.
Right?
It's about finding ways to add AI to what you're already doing.
Exactly. And remember, even small changes can make a big difference.
Yeah.
You don't have to automate everything all at once.
Okay.
Start by figuring out where AI could be the most helpful,
Right.
and then try out different solutions to see what works for your business.
That's really practical advice.
It is. Just take small steps, learn as you go,
yeah.
and find ways to use AI to make things better for your customers and your team.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Okay.
There are lots of resources out there, online communities, industry experts,
yeah.
even AI consultants who can help you along the way.
So no matter what kind of company you have, big or small,
right.
there are ways to use this technology and make your customer experience better.
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about generative AI. It's not just for big tech companies.
Yeah.
It's a tool that can help any business, big or small, create more personal, efficient, and ultimately human connections with their customers.
You know, it's incredible to think how much we've talked about in such a short time.
We started off talking about how generative AI is like revolutionizing the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're talking about the possible downsides, the ethics of it all.
It's true.
It's obvious that this technology is really powerful.
It is.
But it comes with a big responsibility, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that responsibility is on all of us.
Yeah.
The developers, businesses, even customers, mm-hmm. you know, to make yeah. sure that generative AI is used ethically and benefits everyone.
You mentioned bias earlier as a potential problem. Can
yeah.
you explain that a little bit more?
Sure.
I think it's really important for our listeners to get this.
Absolutely. Generative AI models,
uh-huh.
like all AI,
right.
they learn from data. And
yeah.
that data comes from the real world
right.
with all its imperfections.
Okay.
So if there's bias in the data,
mm-hmm.
whether it's intentional or not,
right.
the AI can actually learn that bias and keep passing it on.
So it's like a mirror.
Yeah.
Reflecting back the biases that are already in society.
Exactly. And that's why we have to be so careful, so aware of this, and actively try to reduce that bias.
Okay.
Both in the data we use to train these models.
Right.
And in the algorithms themselves.
That sounds like a huge challenge.
It is a big challenge, but the good news is that more and more people are realizing this is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And researchers are coming up with ways to identify and reduce bias in AI systems.
Okay.
It's a work in progress for sure, but it's vital
yeah.
to make sure these systems are fair and treat everyone equally.
It's pretty mind-blowing to think about how technology and society
yeah.
kind of influence each other.
They really do.
Back and forth.
It's fascinating.
As we create more and more powerful AI,
right.
it's so important to have these discussions about ethics,
uh-huh.
responsibility, and the impact on everyone.
You're absolutely right.
So we've explored the good and the bad of generative AI.
Yeah.
We've seen how it can improve customer experiences,
mm-hmm.
make things more efficient,
right.
even help small businesses grow. But before we wrap up this deep dive,
right.
I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
I'm listening.
In a world where AI is getting smarter all the time,
yeah.
where do we draw the line between automation and keeping that human touch?
That's a great question.
Is there a point where we have too much automation,
mm-hmm.
where things start to feel impersonal, even if they're more efficient?
That's a tough one. There's no easy answer.
Yeah.
It's really about finding that balance, that sweet spot where AI helps people do what they do best,
right.
but doesn't take away those things that make us human. Empathy, creativity, genuine connection.
I think that's the perfect way to end this conversation.
I agree.
Generative AI is a powerful tool.
It is.
But it's up to us to use it wisely and responsibly.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So as you go about your day, think about the interactions you have, both as a customer and as a business owner.
Okay.
How can AI make those interactions better, more personal?
Mm.
How can we use this technology to create a future where AI and humans work together?
Right.
To make a better world for all of us?
Absolutely.
That's something worth thinking about. And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of generative AI.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.